Chapter 5. A Special Boy. The giant crept downstairs and opened the front door quite softly and went out into the garden. But when the children saw him, they were so frightened that they all ran away. The garden became winter again. Only the little boy did not run, for his eyes were so full of tears that he did not see the giant coming. And the giant stole up behind him and took him gently in his hand. The giant put the boy up into the tree, and the tree broke at once into blossom. The birds came and sang, and the little boy stretched out his two arms and wrapped them around the giant's neck and kissed him. When the other children saw that the giant was not mean any longer, they all came running back. With them came the spring.
"It is your garden now, little children," said the giant.
Then he took a great axe and knocked down the wall. And when the people went to the market at 12 o'clock, they found the giant playing with the children in the most beautiful garden they had ever seen. All day long they played together. In the evening, they came to the giant to say goodbye.
"But where is your little friend?" he asked. "Where is the boy I put into the tree?"
The giant loved him the best because he had a warm smile.
We don't know,
answered the children.
He has gone away.
"You must tell him to be sure and come here tomorrow," said the giant.
But the children said that they did not know where he lived. They had never seen him before, and the giant felt very sad.